I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Sri Lanka's civil unrest spreads, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says there's been an escalation against believers, too. Arson is often used to shut ministries down.
Christians have to decide, am I going to follow the scriptural mandate to talk about my faith, to invite others to be in fellowship with Christ, or am I going to be intimidated and be silent?
VOM is helping the church rebuild, but there's more needed.
We can pray for stability in the country. We can pray that government authorities and police will enforce the laws as they exist and will provide some protection for churches and for Christians.
Next, the Greater Europe Mission is hosting a day of prayer on October 23rd and hoping to have at least 10,000 participants. GEM President Henry Deenan says prayer for Europe is desperately needed.
821 million people in Europe. If you add in the countries of North Africa and Turkey, you're pushing up toward a billion people. Most say that some 1-2% of that number are followers of Jesus. So the need in Europe is overwhelming. The power of prayer is so clear.
And in Rwanda, faith comes by hearing as proclaiming the hope of Jesus Christ to a broken land. 14 years ago, brutal massacres triggered by clashes between rival gangs left a million people dead. Now, villagers are gathering from miles around to listen to the gospel on a self-powered listening device provided by the ministry. They then discuss what they've heard in groups. And killers are finding forgiveness for their sins. As a result, many have come to accept Christ. Pray for continued healing in Rwanda. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book, Riding the Heavens, by former MAF President Max Myers, who shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot. To get your free copy, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.